the nature of the competition. Yes, it's about the winning team, but it's also about participation, about inclusivity, and making sure that people that want to play the game can play the game.
Yeah, yeah, and the standard we saw today during the final was amazing, and I was telling you a few moments ago that it was just difficult to believe that so many players out there had disabilities, whether they were learning disabilities or physical ones.
This came about because of one man's vision that he wanted to play rugby. He had a disability. He was told he couldn't play contact rugby because of the risk of injury and things like that, but he wanted to do it. And the important thing about that is it's grown now to a competition that was very competitive, but the spirit of the competition has been superb. 12 teams from all around the world, Serbia, Argentina, France, Italy, and the home nations. And there were some people that thought we couldn't do this, and we proved them wrong. We've just proved them wrong in that the sport is the key thing, but it's about self-worth, self-being, and the medical benefits of a tournament like this have been superb.
Well, I mean, I spoke to the manager of Sunday's Well Rebels, and he was telling me himself how much of an impact it's had on the disabled players playing for that team.
Well, and no disrespect to the Irish RFU, they're a little bit cautious about getting involved because of the risk of injury. But they finally, today, this morning, recognised the team. And the Irish senior squad sent them a lovely message saying, do well. The Scots, who got to the semi-finals, have all been awarded international caps.